Andy Finch was just 12 years of age when his dad took him to the Powder for his first day of snowboarding. When he saw the other boarders catching air, he was hooked. Andy kept working on the sport. He chose the halfpipe program and eventually was chosen by Team USA to represent his country at the Olympics. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Welcome to the show. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more at WWIB.com. Andy Finch is 37 and retired from pro snowboarding now. But a dozen years ago, he was in Turin, Italy, on the U.S. Olympic team. So let's go back to 2006, Andy, part of Team USA. You were living the dream. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was definitely a dream come true. You know, grow up, watch the Olympics, and you kind of think of it as the top level. If you've made Olympics, you've made it to the top. If you win Olympics, you're the best. And I think that was kind of my goal for a long time. Kind of a silly goal as I look back on it now. But it was still a goal that I wanted to reach, and to finally make the Olympic team was pretty wild. It was a wild ride, especially through the qualification series, because it looked like I wasn't going to qualify. I'd kind of put my best run out there, and the judges were kind of scoring me low. In fact, some athletes even kind of talked to judges, and then the last day possible to compete, I made the team. And that was 2 weeks before I was to drop into the half pipe at the Olympics. So 2 weeks before, I'm on this ultimate high. We go straight to X Games from there. 3 days later, I'm practicing X Games, and I tear my Lisfranc in my foot. That's a metatarsal. That's a few metatarsals in the middle of your foot that are held together by a ligament. I tore that ligament. So basically, the bones in your feet are just kind of like bouncing around like marbles. It's really painful. I couldn't walk for almost a week. So you can imagine I went from this crazy high to this crazy low. Now I can't compete. Just praying a ton. Like, just, is Lord going to allow me to do this? Is he going to heal me? You know, they wanted to do surgery, which they basically stick a screw through the middle of your foot to hold those bones together. I went to Turin without even knowing if I was going to be able to compete. I showed up, did tons of physical therapy, and I couldn't even, like, I tried riding on the half pipe. 200 photographers and filmers at the bottom. Had to answer a lot of questions that day. And I kept telling them, no, I'm going to compete. The U.S. team even tried to pull me from the team. And I just was set on doing it. And I didn't get to practice at all, which was really hard. But the day of the competition, I took one practice run, and I could ride. So I went in. The next run was my qualification run. I qualified third, which was they took the six out of the first run, and then another six out of the second run. That was out of field of 84. Sean White even had to take a second run. He didn't qualify in that first six. So I qualify third, go to finals, practicing in finals. Everything's going, like, I'm feeling good. And I made a mistake. Remember I talked about landing on the deck or out in the flats? Mm-hmm. As I came around on a trick, I was going to land on the deck. I'm like, I can't land from this high up on my hurt foot. I'm going to injure it and then be out. So instead of putting pressure on my feet like I normally would, I leaned back and put it to my upper body, at which point I broke my wrist and kind of seized my back. And then and the funny thing was, it was like practice was done. Like, all right, everyone take one more run because there's a TV hold. It was during that one more run which I broke my wrist. Went back to the top. Like, Andy, you're first to drop. Like, okay. So I dropped in, did the same run the way I did the first time and crashed or again, but that time I was really, I didn't hurt anything else. And then my second run, I took another run, and I had a great run going. I was going bigger than I was in practice, and I went past the end of the half pipe on my last jump, and I landed out in the flats and broke the nose off my board, and that was it.
Wow. Finished 12th in Turin. By the way, saw some family that he'd never met before because of his Italian roots there in Turin. But as you can hear, this sport is not for the timid or the faint of heart. And did I hear, Andy, that you competed at times as a professional with your arms strapped to your body? What was that all about?
For quite a few years, I was what they call a chronic dislocator, which I tore in that fight in Breckenridge, Colorado. I call it Breaker Rib, Colorado, because I had so many injuries there. Pretty firm conditions whenever we were competing there. But my arm would dislocate. So to keep your arm from dislocating, there's a physical therapy kind of type strap that hooks to your chest and then has basically like a handcuff going over to your bicep, and it holds your arm in. So because when your arm comes away from your body, it's susceptible to dislocating. But if it's strapped in, you can't dislocate. So for many years, and I actually ended up doing both shoulders. So some years I was strapped, had my left shoulder strapped. Some years I had my right shoulder strapped. And it made very hard to, like, when you fall, you can't put your arms out. I got a lot of black eyes during that time. Also, grabbing your snowboard, which is part of the style and how you get points, I couldn't grab my snowboard with that arm because it was too close to my body. So there were some challenges to overcome with that.
Yes, one would think. Olympic snowboarder Andy Finch on the other end of the phone line with me today on Sports and Commentary. Still more to talk about, including a time when Andy was a reality network television star. What was that all about? We'll find out next time with Andy and talk about his Christian faith and the changes that Christ has made and continuing to make in his life, in his heart. Thank you, Andy, and we'll talk soon. God bless you.
All right. Appreciate it.